Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Alan, your podcast host. Friends, I don't know if you know this, but we are not just a podcast. Stay Forth Designs exist to help leaders get healthy and reach sustainable impact. You don't have to burn out, flame out, or have a moral failure to continue to lead as God has designed you to lead. You'll hear this so many times here on this podcast. Who you are matters more than what you do. If you're a leader who abides well, who lives well, but maybe never has the impact to somebody else you compare yourself to, not only is that okay, but that may be what God has designed you for. We don't want to get in the comparison trap that leads us toward pushing hard, driving at all costs, succeeding and white knuckling both our faith and our leadership. Friends, we have to figure out how God has designed us to live and lead uniquely out of our own unique design. We're going to continue to talk about themes here on this podcast that are at the intersection of the spiritual and the practical ways to help you live and lead as God has designed you. We've got two free opportunities for you to grow in your leadership. The first is called Tuesday Tune-Up. Every single Tuesday, we send tips that in 5 minutes or less, you can implement into your life straight into your inbox. And we want to give you those practical tips. The Tuesday Tune-Up, just a little tune-up each week can go a whole long way if you continue to apply that to your leadership. You can go to TuesdayTuneUp.com. You can also find that in the show notes to sign up to get that free in your inbox. The second free opportunity is the Right Setup Community. We have an incredible group of leaders having some amazing conversations. We're talking about the books that you're reading, the podcasts that you're learning from, one thing that's changing you this week, something you've had an opportunity to do that stretched you. What about experiences that are shaping you? What are leaders struggling with right now? What are leaders learning from? Who are leaders learning from? Those kind of conversations are breaking out over on the Right Side Up community. It's safe, it's protected, and it is free over on Facebook. Go ahead and like Stay Forth Designs and apply to be in the free Right Side Up community. Friends, we want to join you there. We want to go deeper from these podcast conversations, and we let you behind the curtain of things we're processing as a Stay Forth team and things you should be processing too if you're going to live and lead as God has designed you. Welcome back to the podcast and enjoy this episode.
So for me, I kind of have this phrase, Mondays for momentum, but Thursdays are for self-awareness. And today's Thursday, and kind of a liturgy that I've picked up. We've actually created here in this Right Side Up journal. Now, let me start with this. It's a tool. I've not been a journaler, but let me just share the pain points. For me, I hear a lot leaders say something like, I know journaling's good, and I should more often, but I just don't. You know, shooting on ourselves a lot. And I hear that a lot about journaling. I'm like, oh man, this is always amazing we do it. So we didn't set out to create a journal, but what I realized in coaching is that we would coach leaders and they'd move 5 steps ahead. And then before we see them, maybe 2 steps back over the next 2 weeks. 5 steps ahead, 2 steps back. And what I realized is we need some daily rhythms. And we need some little micro habits in our lives. I know that we don't have hours a day to just say, what are we going to do today, God? Our schedule is full. People need you or say they need you. You come home to a family that wants and needs your time, friends that desperately want to connect with you. Leaders are needed all the time. And I think we all bear that weight of everywhere I go, somebody wants something from me. I hear that all the time. Doesn't matter what field, 90% of the things you're dealing with, I'm convinced of the same stuff. This is not Christian leadership stuff. It's not church stuff, Christian leadership stuff, company stuff. It's actually just human stuff that we're wrestling with. Prioritization, insecurities, fear, not knowing what to do, confusion, overwhelm, all the things. And so as we, as a team, started to say, how do we do this? How do we become the best coaches we can be? Create empowerment, not dependency. How do we empower people to hear from the Lord each day, but also to have enough structure? So this guy, D-Hawk, coined the term chaotic. So enough chaos, enough order, and enough freedom, enough structure. That's kind of always what we're looking for, is not to go off this side, no guardrails over here, not enough structure. Let's go over this side, too much structure. How do we find that in between? And I just know for me, my temptation, I talked about with these dudes yesterday, my temptation in the past is to be an intuitive leader where things just come to me and I live that way. That big paradigm shift for many leaders comes from intuitive to intentional, where I can actually share why and how, a repeatable process versus just, I just do it natively, right? When we're young, we just do things natively, we don't know how. And then as we get older, that actually isn't helpful to anyone else if we can't share our processes. And that's probably a lot of, if people come to you guys for things, they want to know, how'd you do that, Jason? Like, how do you guys lead these two branches and facilitate these? And meanwhile, you might be going, I'm not really sure, but I better figure this out. From intuitive thinking our way through it to intentional actually creating process. So we realized we needed to move from intuitive, this is just how we coach leaders, to intentional. Here's what we're going to leave behind us, a trail, hopefully, of how to hear from the Lord, how to structure our days when we're gone. So that overwhelm just eating away at leaders led us to the process about 12 months we took to develop a journal, and a journal that I actually want to be in each day, and a journal that actually works. So that's how we've come to the right side of journal. I want leaders to literally right side up and upside down the rope. And that was proved to us more and more during COVID. We're all a hot mess. I think COVID became a great, talk about authenticity yesterday, David. Became a great moment for us all, embrace. We're a hot mess. My family's a hot mess. I don't really know that much about their education, as much as I thought I did. Don't really know how to continue to motivate certain people on our teams. And it was the great revealer and the great accelerator. And so this to me has become life, and I would even say has become worship for me as one who likes to wing it. And what I called spontaneity before, guys, it's gotta be honest with you, it was just laziness. It's gonna flow in the spirit today. Yeah, so not plan anything and just see what happens. How's it gonna work for me? And God and mentors and friends have called me out, and over the last several years, and it's been good. They're like, here are the steps, God. I'm going to steward today what you've given me. This is it. A friend of mine grew up as a farmer. His dad and grandpa would take him to the markets, and they would go, and people would say, hey, do you have any more of these veggies? I'm like, nope, done for today, come back tomorrow. And that's just been this phrase for me. It's like, done for today, come back tomorrow. Wow. I came home to be with my family. You go to a barbecue restaurant in Austin? Sorry, we're out. We can't just like create some pork shoulder for you right now.
That is at 10 a.m. though, so.
Seriously.
My day, yeah, 10 a.m.
So, see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. You don't wait in line. And so, as we, kind of take a few moments for this, I want you to think about moving from reactive in your life to proactive. Reactive. Am I going to sort of fend off this day? Covey said, from urgent to important. Whatever word is most helpful for you, we often don't live from our priorities. We often live text to text, email to email, meeting to meeting, need to need, from our own insecurity that we need to be needed. And that's, I think, the thing beneath the things. So just turn to the Thursday there and just take a moment. Trying to scratch out, what's your energy level this week? Don't overthink this stuff. And by the way, you can't say 7. What's your energy level 1 to 10? Can't use 7. Scratch that. Don't overthink it. What's your encouragement level this week?
Can't use 7?
Can't use 7. Everybody wants to get sweet. Encouragement level this week, 1 to 10. Scratch out a
10.
I've said this a couple times, but part of what we're trying to do is get you to pay attention to what you pay attention to.
I'm somewhere between a 6.5 and
7.5. So, no.
When you say encouragement level, what are you asking for?
Just how encouraged do you feel this week?
Okay.
Yes. so it's on the right hand.
Sorry, man. You got the old version.
One with the flag on. Yeah, this is our second edition. Guys, this is really important as you mark this over the week, but I saw during COVID, as I saw this one executive pastor in the D.C. area, literally, he'd be like, I'm at a six. I'm at a five. I'm at a three. And I was, whoa, what's happening? So he was draining, and the drains were happening, but the fills weren't rehabbing. And I went, whoa, what's going on? Literally led to me writing an email to their lead pastor to give him about 10 to 14 days off. And he said, well, I don't have any vacations left. I'm not talking about vacation. I'm talking about medical leave. You are sick. Oh, man. Like, just draining. Pay attention to what you pay attention to. Well, he's an introvert, lives in a condo. He gets zero time by himself. And they were doing meetings till 9 or 10 p.m. with your team. On Zoom. I'm like, are you kidding me? We were able to intercept that. And then they said, wait a minute. They put a moratorium on meetings after hours. And that moment, like just by paying attention to what was happening in his dreams, he just thought that was okay. Sometimes it's like, it's not okay what's happening in your life right now. Like, I'm just been like sick and tired for 6 months. What's happening there? Guys, as friends, as community, we can pay attention to that stuff. You don't have to be in a small group with somebody. You don't have to be a pastor meetup group. You don't have to be a business mastermind group or prayer group with somebody. So just pay attention to these things. Very, very simple. I want to roll quickly through these and just give you kind of some time with some music on to just kind of journal these things. This to me is strategic journaling. I don't know. When I open a blank page, my brain is a hot mess. So, I mean, I may have some brilliant ideas. I may be dumping something from yesterday. If you just give me a blank notebook like the Moleskine in there, I don't know what's going to come out. But I can tell you it's not very strategic. It doesn't come out in bullet points for me. But this is what I need this focus. Where am I thriving? Take a minute or two. Any area of life and leadership, guys. Give yourself some credit. In my experience, this is the hardest one for you to fill out. Where am I thriving? Head on to the next one. Where am I struggling? I know that's an intense word. Where am I struggling? Take a couple minutes on that. Can you see how questions can be a space of ministry? The truth is, someone says, how are you doing? First of all, I don't even know. Secondly, which area are we talking about here? Mm-hmm. It's not that clean. Mm-hmm. And you're celebrating certain things at the same time as you're wrestling through different things. And you may not even know that something is a thing. So this is a space to become more self-aware so we can even let people minister to us. Mm-hmm. To name some things. Mm-hmm. To make some sense before we make some progress in that. So just kind of continue to model our way through this process. Where am I thriving? That's our opportunity to celebrate. Look at the goodness of God. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in that. Where am I struggling? That's our space of prayer, invitation, inviting other people in. This next one, what feels confusing right now? Take a couple minutes. Any area of life or leadership that feels confusing? Nothing's too small. Don't overthink it. Big, little, large area, one little thread. It feels confusing right now. It's crazy. It's like, remember clarity and overwhelm, clarity up, overwhelm down. Even if you've clarified that, you might have gotten 3% more clarity on, like, here's the question I'm actually asking. Here's at the core of it. Why? Why, God? How long? Sounds a lot like the Psalms. How long, Lord? How long? But let this form through the liturgy of your life, your heart, your prayers. Be able to share that with your team. Is this, hey, how you doing? Well, here's the question that I'm really wrestling through right now. And that's authenticity right there, too, is to be able to say, what I wrote in my journal, I'm just going to share. Remember, guys, clarity is not certainty. Like what we're not, let's name what we're not looking for here is certainty. So that's clarity. of your question. That is not sold. And to confuse those two, sometimes it's like, well, here's the 10-year plan, here's everything. All I know is what we're supposed to do is the next step. Or all I know is the question I'm asking. Clarity versus certainty, very, very different. God's a God of clarity. His attributes, his bigness is clear. Who he is in Scripture is clear. Certainty, man, I got no idea. What does tomorrow hold? All right. What's missing right now? This is often the hardest for people to understand, slightly different from what's confusing right now. And let me just kind of give you guys a hint. It can be really small. It's something that is just a little bit of gap. What's missing? It could be a person on your team. It could be a next step in a particular area. It could be, what is this next goal to hit? It could be really deep. So not just the mind thing. It could be really deep. What's missing? Often people say something like close friend or intimacy in our marriage. Or the confidence that God's got me. The kind of faith I had when I came to know Jesus. You can go crazy deep with it. Or it could just be like, here's just something that's missing. I don't have this piece of information. Take a minute on that. What's missing right now? This will change the heart of your team. Just like it will change your heart personally when you begin to ask these kind of questions. And ask them in macro. Where's our company? Where's our organization? Where's our team? Where's our church? Where's our culture? Thriving, struggling, confusing, missing. And guys, I'm thinking, I mean, this for me is about 30 minutes. We're slowing it down so you can just get it and understand it and kind of model that. But it's like 30 minutes to start Thursday, which is right after hump day when you start to get more tired and you think it's all falling apart and you're like, I'm not sure I accomplished anything this week. No, that's fatigue. Speaking in your life. And to be able to name some longings and to go, God, I'm longing for this. And what's cool is when you watch something that is confusing or missing clarify, when you watch something that's struggling move up to thriving, and not that long ago, it was like, what's my exercise rhythm or routine right now? Like, I'm just kind of bored with it. And I figured something out. Like, actually, then the next, like 2 weeks later, where I was thriving was I got 3 solid workouts in between coaching sessions, it was great. But without this exercise, I wouldn't have known that. And then my body thriving, turns out my mind also is. You know, we're all connected in this. So this is just hopefully a helpful tool for you guys. Remember, it was a tool. Somebody, I didn't make these questions up. Somebody else did. We kind of recycled them, tweaked them, clarified them just a little bit, and reorganized them. Take a couple minutes. Just, what are my next steps? This could be related to something that you've written down there. It could be incredibly practical. But like to follow the next example, it could be continue to pray on what the purpose of vocation in the next season will be. Or it could be as specific as reach out to this person who mentioned this thing. Based on what we've talked about and what you haven't, what are your next steps? Very small, what are your next steps? Guys, think about the clarity that we found just in this, and I trust that each person just found maybe 5 or 10% more clarity. When you realize that, then you go, oh man, my next step is obedience. And then when you share that, then you can actually hold other people accountable. I'm tired of us holding other people accountable to stuff that I care about and they don't care about. Here's my will for your life, Ernest. Who cares? My will for earnest life. What is God speaking to you? And when somebody shares that, those are the groups that I love. The dude that calls you and encourages you, but also says, hey man, what are you doing for your anniversary 3 days from now? You know, it's like, hey, you have plans yet? What does that look like? That's the guy that's helping me fight for my marriage. That's what I want. Not the guy that's like going into, you know, sin management in my life, and the guy that's like, come on, man, you know, do this once. I didn't even ask for that. This is not even what God's speaking to me. Does that make sense, guys? This is, I think, a framework. Again, it can change individuals. I've seen it. I use it every single week. I'm in this journal every single day. And it leads me to a space of clarity in a life, in a culture of overwhelm. And that's what we're going for, guys. Clarity can change everything.
shine, shine. We ain't focused so long.